Welcome to America, land of the red, white, and blue, where you can buy anything you want, have anything you want, whether it's good for you or not, as long as you have the cash. In fact, we create entire industries whose sole purpose is to make a product that can end up killing us and our fellow humans. And you might say, well, why don't we stop doing that? Why don't we just do away with those industries? Well, because if we did that, all the people that are involved with the selling of that product, from the packagers, from the cutters, from the people that do the art for the packages, you know, everybody that's involved in the final production of that product would lose their jobs. That would mean Mr. Jones and his wife Sally would end up losing their jobs because they both work for the same company. Then they couldn't afford to pay for their house. They couldn't afford to pay for their new vehicles. They couldn't afford to feed their kids. They couldn't afford to send their kids to college. So we would rather keep supporting this product that kills people in order to ensure that all these people have money. Wow. So have we signed a deal with the devil?
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
With respect to greed and things like that, that I believe we pretty much signed a deal with the devil. Are we doing that in the world now, in America, in the world itself, by allowing ourselves to be that greedy?
Huh. You know what? I've never thought of it like that. Just on, you know, face being presented to it the first time or face value, I don't like the idea of having to... You know,
I mean, it seems we've created entire industries out of a deal with the devil. Because, for instance, I was talking to somebody the other day. It's been a while back. This person that I know, we were talking about the tobacco industry, the cigarette industry. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, and I was laughing about this with Christopher the other day because at something that came on the TV, there's a couple of guys sitting on an airplane. And, you know, one guy's getting a little nervous and everything, and then the thing comes on and he goes, oh, you're feeling nervous because you're not being able to have your cigarette or your nicotine patch. Well, wait a minute. Now there's a pill, a lozenge. It's like a mint, and it's a minty nicotine. So now we're giving you the drug in a little mint-flavored lozenge, you know, to get you through until when you can get off the airplane and smoke. And I'm thinking, and then you talk to somebody and say, wait a minute, why are we doing this? We know that nicotine kills people. We know that it causes cancer. You know, we know that there's millions of people all around the world dying from nicotine. Why haven't we been able to put a stop to it? And my friend said, well, because it's an industry. You know, let's say you have John over here working for the nicotine industry, and all of a sudden you're going to cut out an entire industry and put all these millions of people who make money from the selling and packaging
of the cigarettes. I don't buy that. No. Because look at what the Green New Deal would do. The one side says 2030. The other side says 2050 at the earliest, because of the cost to the economy and the loss of jobs. I mean, you're always going to lose jobs, but you have to be innovative enough to create new ones in place of those lost jobs in the new industry.
Yeah, but so why would my friend even think of it that way? He would think of, well, wait a minute, if we do away with the entire industry because it's killing people.
And your friend smokes? Does he smoke?
No, he doesn't smoke.
No, he doesn't smoke.
No, that's the way he thinks. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. So you're saying that even though we've experienced something, we've found out that something is bad, that it's providing us with some kind of disease and it's killing us off, that since we've created a whole industry around it,
we're not even going to touch it. We're going to allow it to continue to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, we're going to put all these other people that are in the industry or making money off the industry in one way or another, we're going to put them out of business. Sam's not going to be able to feed his wife, Lucy, and they're not going to be able to send their kids to school.
He's taking it to the nth degree when it comes, because
but it would be something to create another, to wean them off that. But it's something you would have to consider anyway, because you're thinking. I mean, as ludicrous as it sounds, it's true. If you did away with the entire industry altogether, you are going to put a lot of people out of business.
Okay,
you're gone. You're going to put a lot of people out of work. You're going to put a lot of people out of having a place to live, pay for a car.
Look what we're going to do when we finally do decriminalize marijuana in all the states, not just in a handful of states. Look what happened in Canada right now. They have legalized marijuana, whether recreationally or medically. You can even travel with it within the domestic areas in Canada, the provinces, and there's no issues there. But they noticed that in the first 6 months of the legalization, it was 18%. There's been 18% less sales of cigarettes. Now, there could be something else that attributes to that, and that is the e-cigarette vaporizers have increased in popularity.
So what's your
right
point?
Now.
So what's the point you're trying to make?
The point is that you're always going to lose industry when you make changes. In this
I'm talking about making a change because it's something that's killing people, which would mean you would have to do the same thing with cannabis, because if you smoke cannabis, it's going to do the same thing to a certain degree.
But then you might as well do that to alcohol and
what
about casinos? Because guess what? You know what? The government profits from all these things.
It's a tax.
The only reason why it's allowed is because the government's getting taxes from it.
Thank you for pointing that out. Haven't we signed a deal with the devil and all that?
Well, the same with casinos, the same with
everything,
of those things.
Yeah. So what do we do now?
Well, we've created a society that created infrastructure, that culture that demands certain things like that, and to just cut it off, I think that should be tools to stop this. I think there's a point where the consumer has to make the decision.
Well, but how are you going to make the decision when it comes to people dying? You know, I mean, so you're saying basically...
Well, we can't be policed on everything.
No.
I mean, hell, if that's the case, I just had ice cream. Well, that has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Should the government come along and say to me right now, hey, you can't have that. That's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, that's going to affect your health, which is going to cost us in the end, because we're taking care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. There gets to a point where the government is too much. Look at what China's doing right now. Do you realize what social credit is?
I think we're going about this and looking at it and figuring out a way to do it all wrong. Because why can't we create like cities that where you can go, where that stuff would not be available to you, where you wouldn't be able to eat sugar, you know?
Mm. So in other words, almost like a dry county.
Well, kind of, sort of, but not really. Like, it would be like a futuristic place where,
very futuristic.
I'm saying it would be individuals
who make
choice.
That choice if they want to
go there or not. What have you created cities, areas, where you could go and there wouldn't be any cigarettes, there wouldn't be any drugs, there wouldn't be any alcohol.
No,
there
casinos,
wouldn't be any gambling.
Any of that
there
stuff.
No casinos, and you would just be able to live your life and have recreation and stuff like that. But none of the things that harm you were available to you.
But you got to take personal responsibility at some point.
You would go there. You would go there. You would have everything that you need. Uh-huh. You would have a house. You would have a car. You would have everything, food. You would have whatever you needed, you know. And then you would work. You would work. If you were a doctor, you would doctor. If you were a mechanic, you would mechanic. You know, whatever it is. And then nobody would be charged for anything, but it could, because it would be like a cyclical thing.
I that would work. You've got to have. You've got to have some competition. There's got to be.
Why?
Unfortunately, some winners.
Oh no! See, no, you're already starting. You're already starting on the wrong path, Kev. No, you're.
No, you're talking about a utopian society.
Well, you're
give
already.
Me a break.
Well, you're already starting. See,
where's that movie that the Truman Show?
Well,
it sounds like the Truman Show.
Well,
you're creating.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you've already started off the wrong.
That's crazy.
You've already started off the wrong path. You're like, okay, well, no, there's got to be competition. There's got to be a winner. There's got to be a loser. Well, that's what got us in this whole situation. In the first place,
there is no utopian society, or there's no perfect setup.
So what? So
you're
what
dealing
would we
with
do?
Humans that are fallible in the first place.
So what would we do if somebody actually created a test city community like this?
Well, they are.
Wait a minute. What would we do if somebody actually created a test city or community like that, and years later we found out that it was working? What would we do? Are we going to?
Oh, I guess at that point, local leaders would have to make a decision whether they were going to take part in that.
Yeah, but I mean, would that be scary? Is that scary to you, not to be able to have competition, not to be able
to? No, I mean, competition right now, because look at the environment that's been created right now. Not scary. I just think
well,
the ability
is.
To get up and
it kind
and
of
have
is
a reason to get up in the morning is vital.
Well, but it kind of is, because we're competing ourselves to death. We're allowing our sense of winning the competition to kill others. Hmm. Does that make any sense? We're allowing our greed, the sense of winning the competition, to kill other people off
who can't
make the decision for themselves, yeah. Just because it's making us money.
Well, the whole basis for capitalism is to really thrive and make money. So you'd have to dismantle the entire system and start from scratch.
The entire capitalism system.
Yeah, you'd have to start from scratch. And I mean, you wouldn't have the America that we're talking about, and you wouldn't have the Declaration of Independence wouldn't have the same traction that it has today. I don't think that would work out so well, because there's everyone thinks differently.
Yeah.
There would be arguments and violence.
There's always going to be arguments and violence.
Could be violence.
Sure. Well, you'd have to have a police force.
Well, I mean, but you're talking about how it's
But you know what would be the yeah, but what would cause the violence? Competition? A disagreement?
Yeah, disagreements. Maybe they want to see the society move off in one direction, mm-hmm. and then another person wants to see
another. But that wouldn't. There wouldn't be no choice there. There would not be a choice within
the
society.
Yeah, but
the
problem is that.
You're already talking about somebody coming in and disrupting the society, Kevin.
No, inherently people are they think
inherently,
each person
so
thinks
inherently,
differently.
Inherently, Eve had to take the apple from the serpent. Huh?
There you go.
Is that basically what you're saying?
That's right.
So you're saying inherently,
right, and she handed it to Adam,
yeah,
and
so
Adam should
so
have
what
said,
you're saying,
"Where did you get this apple?"
So,
rather than take the apple.
So what
and
you're
not
saying is
question.
Inherently we're meant to be in bed with Satan. Is that what you're saying, Kev?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying
it
that
it kind of sounds a lot that way to me.
It does not. You're twisting words.
Not at all.
Yes, you are.
Not at all. Kev.
The point is that people are very independent when it comes to, and they have different views. And you couldn't have them live in a utopian society like that. I don't think you could. I think that really is a faulty way of thinking. Because
you're dealing
with faulty people in the first place.
Yeah, but just think, then you
if
could,
we were
because then you could live in a society that was utopian,
I mean, then, we could have unicorns flying. Just think, you can live in a utopian society
the majority of the time, and then, like, whenever you decided you'd had enough, you could, like, fly to Las Vegas, the Gomorrah. Yeah, and just screw your brains out and smoke your lungs off and, you know,
do whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and then come back to your utopian society.
No, you know what I've seen? Here's what I.
Because at some point.
Well, let's take a look at Sharia law.
Because don't you think at some point the rich people are going to get so rich that it's going to be like that movie where what's his name, Matt Damon was, where they lived on Earth and the Earth had just been torn to shreds by disease and the really rich people were living like on this satellite mm-hmm. that orbited the Earth and you know nobody mm-hmm. was ever allowed to go up there except the very rich. I mean right. they were the only ones that were up there. All the people that were extremely poor and homeless and
were stuck on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot what the name of the movie was, but
yeah. Well, you know, I think Muslims, Sharia law,
yes.
They believe is I guess their version of a utopian type of law. This would create the kind of society that would ensure there's no violence, ensure there's no theft, ensure there's no murder, and all these things.
Well, except for the fact that we're not talking mutilating anybody's vagina.
Okay, but do you understand, though, that... It sounds all nice, but it never worked because you're in.
Don't give it a chance.
No, in order to have it work one way, you're infringing on other people who want it to go another. So there's always going to be some friction. Always.
That is amazing. So basically, what we're saying here is that in order to make it right, you've got to give a person the choice of being a nasty person.
No, I didn't say that.
Or you've got to give a person a choice of destroying themselves.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. Let's talk about drug addiction and how we are serving... We are serving the drug addicts and making sure that they have everything they need so that they feel comfortable. Okay, I don't agree. I mean, if you're going to help them, let's help the gamblers by giving them $1,000 a day so they can go gamble. Mm-hmm. Or let's help alcoholics by taking them to the liquor store. They can buy their booze, take them home so they don't drive their cars,
okay, so
and they can drink their faces off. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so then, wait a minute. Okay, so then I'm confused now. Because you're saying that doesn't make sense, but at the same time you're saying doing away with all those nasty things that you wouldn't have the ability to do doesn't make sense either.
No, what I'm saying is that people have to do things on their own. You're relying on the government to do all
but
these
Kev,
things, create all
but Kev,
these,
but Kev,
this new society
but Kev,
or these programs
but
that
but Kev,
help.
But Kev, look around you. It's not working.
What are you talking about? It's not working.
It's not working. You have people that are smoking, killing themselves to death. You have people that are drinking, killing themselves
to
death.
But that's their choice. Why should we worry about that?
In a society, we should allow that to happen?
You know what? Here's the thing. If you're going to be a drug addict, then
it should be your choice.
Yes, if it doesn't hurt the rest of society, if the government doesn't have to pour money into your because of your choices, if they have to, and it now affects them,
but they are
economically because
what drug addict? That's what I'm saying.
That's where you have the separation. That's where the definition comes into place. And any time that someone wants to do something and you say, okay, let's match it against this blueprint. If it fits this blueprint, great. And if it doesn't, sorry, it's not going to work. And that's where you have, the discussions and say to people, that's why we don't allow this. Because if you just want it to be one talking point and another talking point about how drugs are bad, that doesn't solve anything. But if you put in a format and say, if it matches this, great. If it doesn't, sorry.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying. So if you created a society where everybody that was there agreed to those terms, where there wasn't going to be any drugs, there wasn't going to be alcohol, there wasn't going to be any
nicotine. I didn't say that.
No, but I'm saying that.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that if there was a place that you could go by choice.
Yes.
By choice, that did not have any of those things. Alcohol. They didn't anything that was going to harm you.
But who pays into that?
No, well, we're not discussing who pays into it now.
No, who pays? We're talking
about the moral implication of the thing.
Look.
Who pays into what?
The society, so that they can have all those things that are artificial. Yeah. They would have to be supported, because the government, you're not going to have. Again, you have to have taxes that support those types of things, and if you don't,
so basically, you're saying that the majority of you're saying that the majority of our existence, infrastructure, and all comes from taxes from things that we're not supposed to be doing anyway, like things that are killing people, things that are
a lot of things.
Makes it okay.
No, it doesn't make it okay.
I get it. So exactly what I was telling you. We've signed a deal with the devil. What's the deal? How hard is that to understand?
Well, you know what? You have a choice. You have a choice, and you have to live with that choice. If you don't, you know what? If we are constant living, having to bubble wrap everyone and make sure that they're okay and they don't hurt themselves, then you're not living in a society. You're living in a dictatorship. I mean, it's, you have to do this. You have to do that. That's what has created all these leftists.
No, because we're talking about a different society. It's different to live in a society where those things aren't available to you.
Yeah, but it's a cost issue as well.
Well, but we're not talking cost issues. Yes, we're just talking about.
But
you're all wrapped up in the finances of it.
It has to be, because you know what? At the end of the day, do you know how much the U.S. owes right now in money? Do you know how much the U.S. debt is right now?
Like
it's $22 trillion. Okay, $22 trillion. Mm-hmm. When George W. Bush left office, when George W. Bush took office, it was $9 trillion when Clinton left and George W. Bush took over. Now it's $22 trillion.
But you don't like the Clintons. See, they could have kept it low.
No, I
he was keeping it low.
Yeah, he was keeping it low because
he was down low.
Yeah, he was way down low with Monica and the rest of them.
Okay, we got to go now. Thank you, Kev, for being with us today. Monica, our condolences. I think we're good. Have we what?
I've already done.
All right, good.
Did you say, have we ordered chicken? Is that what you said?
No, I was just making sure we got it.
Oh, no, we're good. We're good.
Thank you. Refills?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, yeah. So thanks. Thank you, Kev, for being here.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
All.
That's an hour, Kev.
You said, oh, we got to go.
Which word?
The Clintons and the low blow. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to get killed. I don't want to die in a mysterious accident.
No, but you know what? Everything that you've put on here, you're using these very way out there examples, and what I'm talking about is reality right now.
Yeah.
And
well, I am too.
As way out as it may seem,
I am talking about reality.
No, you're
I am
not.
Talking
because
about
these
the fact. I am talking about the fact. I'm talking about the fact that we have bought into this idea that we're allowing someone to make huge amounts of money and support entire groups of people and their families on something that's killing our fellow humans.
Yes.
And how is that way out?
But
it's a very simple thing to understand.
But there's other things out there that kill humans too that we're supporting.
We are, and then does that make any of them right?
The oil industry.
Does that make any of them
right now?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Well, how does that make any of that right? And when are we going to stop?
But you know what? At what point? Dude, where's the line? Where do we draw the line?
Thank you. That's exactly what the whole conversation has been about. Yeah, when are we gonna draw that line?
No, but where do we draw the line on where do it's okay to do this, but it's not okay to do this. Where do we draw that line?
Answer that question, and we'll have the answer to the entire world.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So maybe the politicians sticking their heads in the sand when it comes to that is okay. Maybe it's okay.
I don't think it's okay at all.
It's okay. No, but what I'd like to see I want to get back. Well, let's rein this in for a sec. What really is important, we can deal with that, but let's deal with the corruption first of all.
Yeah. Well, transparency. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. The whole thing is transparency.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, term limits, transparency, and getting rid of lobbyists. You have to get rid of lobbyists.
Well, that would be part of the transparency. How did anybody ever come up with a lobbyist anyway?
In the first place.
It's greed. It was a greed thing.
You know what? And let's face it, 50% or more of the commercial spaces in Washington, D.C. are leased by lobbyists.
Okay, so then all of a sudden people are going to be saying, well, wait a minute, we can't do away with the lobbyists because all those spaces are going to be empty, and then we're going to be... So then what are we going to do?
No, you know what? I think they'd be falling for the greater good of America. So one area would be...
Same could apply for nicotine and gambling.
Well, I am
falling for the greater good of America.
Yes,
and the human good of America. And the human life.
And I love how you do that. I love how you switch it over to that when it comes to...
It's my job, Kev.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't... It in the end, you still have to have some revenues come in, and
I think maybe that's
these
a whole
are people's choices.
See, maybe I think maybe
you
that's,
can't legislate people into thinking one way over another.
You know
you
what?
Can't
Tim,
do that.
I think that maybe that's the whole thing. You've hit the nail on the head. In the end, and since we're all getting older, I'm getting closer to the end, and I'm thinking, okay. At some point, I'm going to have to be sitting here at these pearly gates in front of this guy, and he's going to ask me why, and I'm going to say, well, because if not, all these people would have been without a job, and they would have been... Mm-hmm. And how am I supposed to answer that question?
Because it comes back to this. You're not creating the whole system. You're just...
I'm just perpetuating it.
Yeah, you're perpetuating it, but...
Which makes me just as big a sinner as anything else.
Yeah, but we're all... Okay, you want to get religious, we're all sinners. It doesn't matter.
We are.
But the point is that it's a personal choice whether they're going to partake...
We're all sinners, but to what sins do you want to confess and what sins do you want to not?
Right, and you know what? If we don't have it, they're going to create something that replaces that.
They who?
People who are, say...
The guy that came up with the Apple?
The people who are
it's going to be another Apple.
Addicted to...
So basically you're saying we're going to get another, a new Apple.
Yeah, I guess so.
Basically, right, Kev. There's more apples to go around than we can deal with, Kev. Yeah. That's the problem.
Well, you know, the people out there have to make the decisions for them. If they don't, they're going to have more government.
They're
going to
be in the same place that I'm going to be, in front of that guy, trying to figure it out what the answer is.
In their lives, more government means more costs. More costs means less services to the people. And as far as answering your other question, why does Donald Trump, why is he going to get back in? What is the resounding reason why people really like him? Is because, and I can't remember who said this, but it was jobs, jobs, jobs. And right now, the unemployment rate is very low.
And you think that's that's because of him?
Whether it is or not, it doesn't matter.
That's the perception.
He's going to spin that.
Yeah,
and he's going to win. He's going to win, and that's what people are worried about. They're not worried about the people across the ocean who don't have enough rice in their bowl to feed their children. They're not.
Yes.
They're not worried about that.
And we're not trying to disparage any Asians or anything there with that one. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Kev.
Kevin, all these worldwide issues, and yet that's all just a smoke screen, because at the end of the day, people, when they sit down at their, you know, dinner table, mm-hmm. they're concerned about what is happening in their lives.
They're concerned about money, about their lives, yes, about being able to feed their kids, about being able to pay for a car, about...
They feel Donald Trump has helped them in that regard, even though whether he did
or whether he, or did.
he didn't. Yeah. And when you get the divisive politics that the Democrats are perpetuating right now by saying Donald Trump is this and Donald Trump is that, they're missing the boat entirely, because they're not focusing on what they can do, they're focusing on who to fight.
Yeah.
And that is not what people want to hear right now. Yeah. They want to hear, what can you do for me? Have you done for me lately?
Remember that song?
Yes, what have you done for me lately? Yeah, That's exactly what they're worried about.
It's a little, maybe that'll come as we get closer to the election, that they'll start spinning that way, maybe?
Maybe, but...
I mean, we're still a ways off.
I think the Democrats are going to implode. I really do. Yeah. I think after what they did to Bernie, they have lost credibility. Yeah. And the only reason why Bernie, as I say this again, is because he knows if he goes independent, he won't get the recognition from the media that he needs in order to...
So do you think that that Bernie is the strongest Democratic candidate, or do you think Biden?
No, I think Biden's going to phase out. Also, because people have had enough time to look at what Obama has done and did for America. Really, he didn't do a lot for African Americans. He didn't do a lot for
Don't tell them that, because African Americans love Obama and think that he was there.
Here's the thing: when you look at the policies, he did not create a more equal America. He did not, let's face it, what happened in Charleston was after Obama's time, and it was, you would think with a black president being there, that he could have quelled some of that kind of anger, but it actually got worse. It didn't get better. I mean, the numbers of people who are coming out of the woodwork and saying, are acting like neo-Nazis is on the rise.
Yes,
it's not
it is.
On the. It's not getting smaller.
No.
Now, I think what Donald Trump did there was really stupid when he said it was on both sides. That was a really stupid move. But, he does things on purpose.
Yes.
Why do you think he tweets the way he does?
Of course.
Because when he misspells something, they're on him in a second. The media keep promoting him.
Every day, every second.
And that's why he is going to get reelected, because the media are going to keep promoting. He doesn't have to have any advertisements on TV. The news is his advertisement. He's always on the news.
So I'm slightly dyslexic. I think I'm going to start running for president, because I could tweet every day, and then they'd be on my ass every day, and I'd win.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, no, you're right. You're right. The thing is that whoever the candidate is that's going to go against Donald Trump is going to have the ability to stir the media up as much as Donald Trump has.
Remember, okay, so one of my bosses from our industry back in the day said to me, whether it's good or bad, if they're talking about you, that's the key.
Exactly.
And you know what? That's what Donald's doing. He is, we in a Canadian newspaper, talking about Canadian politics, he's mentioned 3 times in 1 day in the newspaper on 3 different articles on Canadian politics.
And he doesn't even have anything to do with Canadian politics.
Right. So how the hell is that? I mean, Joe Biden is just people see him as a product of the Obama. He's just part of the Obama administration. And at the end of the day, a good chunk of people were not happy with the presidency. The only great thing he did, well, he did 2 great things, I guess. He had the Affordable Care Act, and that was really a first draft, because that thing needs to be adjusted.
Yeah.
You and I both agree there.
Well, it came at the wrong time. It came at the second half of his...
Well, he had to do it then, because he knew he was going to lose. See, and that's another problem with politics, is that you have five arms of really the government. You've got the House, the Senate, you've got the President... Oh, sorry, four. And then you've got the judicial arm. It is really unfortunate that it's all based on partisan politics.
Yes.
So if you lose the House, what does that mean? It means you have no access to the House for 2 years. And maybe even more if you lose the House again. If you lose the Senate, same thing. If the President is Republican versus Democrat, oh my God. And the same with the Judicial Committee. These lawyers who became judges now, who've been appointed, and their lifetime appointments. And guess what? If it's all, like right now, it's the first time in how many years has it been a Republican majority? It's been, how long?
I don't know.
It's been 40 years?
At least.
Yeah. So now some of the basic laws that are out there, like Roe versus Wade, could be overturned now.
Definitely.
And that's scary, okay? Now we're changing everything. We don't have that in some political systems. We don't have it where it's all partisan. And that's another thing. You have these established parties, Republicans, Democrats, and... It doesn't matter whether it's right or left.
As long as we win.
Yeah, they're going to do what the people who paid them enough money ask to do. So if the NRA gives them enough money, the Republicans will do everything the NRA wants. Is that what you, the American citizen, want? No, not necessarily. But guess what? That's how the political system works.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. Right. And that's why cleaning the swamp, term limits, lessening the amount of pull lobbyists have, if you could do that, at least, if not eliminate lobbyists altogether.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you and good night.
Yeah, good night.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.